Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Menage a Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, sweet Christ on the cross. I bet we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right. Lover, you have a beard these days.
Hey, these days I grew it out. It's my summer beard, you know, the best time of the year.
Well, for our listeners at home, what sound do you think a beard makes? Ooh, I like it. Doesn't it make you hot in these
Yeah. It's got a sweaty face, real sweaty chin and cheeks.
Sweaty chin.
But yeah, so yeah. I think it'll probably go soon. You know, it's not here to stay.
I'll be sad to see it go.
Mm.
Maybe we can get some lamb chops in there.
Ooh, I'll keep these chops.
You know who does not have lamb chops?
Mm-mm. Who's that?
That was a nice segue.
That was beautiful.
This charismatic character, he's a Brooklyn-based creator and comedian by way of sunny California. You've seen him shaking his fine ass all over the UCB stage and other stages around town.
And you know you've rubbed your banana and or coconuts watching his alter ego, the beloved Vacation Jason, on the Chris Gethard Show on Fusion. We're rock hard to welcome Mr. Riley Soliner.
Woohoo!
Hello!
Hey,
ho. Whoa! That was weird. I was grooving so hard to the jams and to the lovely tones of your voices that I lost control of my
own
voice.
You had an out-of-body experience.
A little bit, yeah.
A sensual experience?
It was.
Mayhaps?
He floated.
Yeah.
He was floating.
Also, I don't want to start on this kind of note, but we're going to. I'm not a Brooklyn-based comedy force.
What do you mean?
I don't live in Brooklyn.
Where do you live?
I live in Astoria.
Oh,
but
my.
When did you move?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but like you were in Brooklyn.
Nobody really makes a big deal out of moving to Astoria. I lived in Brooklyn and then
Queens
based. Also, what's based? You know, what does based
what
really
is based?
Mean?
You know, I usually turn to
the address to where you live.
You knew they lived in Astoria.
I did.
You've gone up there to play poker.
I mean, I did, but I don't proofread these intros.
I thought you guys lived on the other side of the park from us.
Oh, yeah.
But that was like a million years ago.
That was my girlfriend 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Same girlfriend.
Yeah.
So how about we'll just get a clean take of you saying Astoria, and I'll just insert
me?
It.
No.
Oh, no.
Then we
no.
lose all this great stuff up top.
We got to keep this. We got to keep
here,
this.
Ben, just for you. Yeah. Astoria.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, dub Riley into
Astoria.
Diana. Dang it.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Perfect.
So later it'll be like, you know him, he's a Astoria-based comedian.
Yes, yeah. Please. Well, we do like to, wherever our guests are from, we like to wine and dine. You know, we try to be a fancy podcast. And we asked Riley his favorite Bev, and it was Reed's Extra Brew Jamaican Ginger Beer.
But we couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it. You know, this area, Midtown's a hellscape. You know, you run into delis, you're lucky you get a Dr. Pepper.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I did find Fentimans.
Fentimans is great.
And I've never had it, and it's delicious.
It's very herbal.
I love it. I got a new favorite ginger beer.
Mm. It's a little urban kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like one of those.
Urban, herbal, urban, the story of Brooklyn. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Feels like one of those things they would have said, like, made you trip balls, like, in the 1900s.
Oh, yeah. This is like an elixir. It's got, like, a dog with its tongue out on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bottle that is shaped just so that when you sip this, it makes little glug glug noises.
Oh, yeah.
This is a perfect little drink for weird men in top hats to be selling out of a wagon.
They're little tinctures, yeah.
I'm glad we wore our top hats today.
What ails you today?
Yeah. This will cure a toothache. It'll cure your... Your lesions, you know,
your cocaine addictions, yeah. All of it, anything you got.
Look, I'm watching my lesions dry up as we speak. This is fantastic.
I'm sad to see them go, dear.
You also said you could be persuaded to drink a Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
But we don't like to peer pressure here on Menage a Trois.
Oh,
no.
I should have persuaded myself and just gone whole hog.
No, ginger beer's great.
You love the Moscow Mule as well.
I do.
Yeah.
Last time I drank them, I threw up.
Yes, you threw up white foam everywhere.
I did. I don't know why it was white.
It's like a fairy tale.
Yeah. Yeah, even when I throw up, it's like beautiful.
It's just sweet,
delicate.
Sweet. Yeah.
Whew. Well, I'm a bit pickled myself. I threw up spinach on the F train this weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I guess this podcast is just me throwing up.
Yeah, that was just two vomits in a row from you.
That's why I was happy to get a non-alcoholic beverage.
Oh, good.
From
yeah.
Good.
When you get day drinking, too, it's like, when do you stop?
And
you
it's hot out.
Yeah.
And then you got to walk out of here and go right on 8th Avenue and get pummeled by sound and smells and
smells, yeah.
The smells.
Crowds.
Yeah.
The summer smells. So, Riley, are you single? Looking to mingle?
No.
We knew the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've been in a relationship for a couple of years now. It's cool.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
You two are wonderful.
Thank you.
I love Elena.
I think we're very wonderful.
cool.
Like, as a unit, I think we're a good team.
Yeah. Greater than the sum of your parts.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And plus, I'm also, like, a miserable single person. Mm-hmm. So it just feels good not to worry about that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll go to parties as, like, even if Elena isn't there, and I'll just feel great because I know that there's not, like, a hidden layer of, like, oh, God, what is this person think? What kind of interaction is this? Like, I could just be like, you know what? I'm going to go home to my girlfriend, and I could just talk to you. And you know what? Turns out I don't care about you. Cool. All right. Yeah. It
takes that pressure off.
It really takes the pressure off to care about mm-hmm. anyone else.
Yep. Yeah.
It's nice.
It's the two of you against the world.
Well, it's streamlining.
That's how it's got to be. Yeah.
You don't have to spread yourself so thin.
No. And of all the bullshit we got to worry about, it's nice to have at least something.
To feel safe and loved.
Yep. Yep.
The best.
It is.
Love is the most important thing.
It is, indeed. We just saw a zombie movie, Train to Busan.
Oh, God. Is that old or new?
It's a Korean.
It's new.
It's a new
it's
one.
Good. Yeah. But it got us talking about like how we would handle a zombie apocalypse, which brings up, because there's a lot of themes in the movie about people like protecting other people, you know?
Damn.
And you, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, when it's
start
yeah.
having conversations like,
those kind of,
if I could run faster than you, what would happen?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
If I'm bitten, just leave me behind. Well, kill me. Try to kill me quickly.
Yeah. Or if you're bitten, you kill yourself so that you don't turn and attack the other.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, it's a weird way to think about love, but it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To distill it through that lens.
Yes.
Normally you want to think about it being a long lasting thing.
Right.
Yeah. And not something that, oh, for the good of both of us, this has to end right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Save yourself.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
No, it hasn't come to that yet.
No.
No,
not
no
personally.
Zombie apocalypse yet.
Yeah. I hope not. I hope not today. Not in Midtown, because we'd be just.
Midtown would. Oh, my.
Oh.
It's a bad place.
There's a
to
place
be.
That's opening up right across the street. Right across 8th Avenue called Tianti.
Tianti.
Books, cafe, meditation. And I feel like this is either the birth of a new age of enlightenment for 8th Avenue or it's just going to be consumed by the garbage surrounding it immediately.
I think it will.
People are just going to piss on it.
Yep.
People are going to run in there screaming. People are going to steal all the condiments for free.
Yep.
Well, and somebody was just shot at
McDonald's. Shitting
on
the floor in the bathroom.
I feel like there's a lot of violence around here.
And that's the... Speaking of zombies, that's the zombie McDonald's, right?
Yes, it is.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one.
The zombie, meaning that's where people who have serious
drug addictions
go, and they either buy drugs there or they do drugs there,
mm-hmm.
and they just nod out all day.
Yeah. It's a party McDonald's.
I've been in there.
It's a
Never
number eight
drugs.
on the dollar menu, I think. They serve it to them right in there.
Yeah.
The methadone?
Yeah.
They should combine a methadone clinic with that McDonald's. Yeah. That makes more sense.
I think they have. I think they're kind of, I think it is next door, I believe, or very close by.
I support that.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And then you can go meditate at Riley's spot across the street.
Come to Tianti. Riley Solander's Tianti.
hit the methadone
clinic. Come on down.
It's like it's my guy's kitchen, but it's just a place to meditate on 8th Avenue.
Meditate in urine.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science?
Let's do it.
All right, well.
What do we do here, lover?
Here we rip some articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
These are to discuss topical matters of all of our hearts and parts. Mm-hmm. And there's a little history here from Pictorial. Title of this one is, The First At-Home Pregnancy Tests Faced a Big Hurdle. Exes and regulators didn't trust women.
Bitches be crazy. That was an ironic audio clip.
Yeah. Nailed it.
So says Pictorial, the first at-home pregnancy test wasn't widely available in the U.S. until 1977, but it wasn't for lack of trying. So basically, this gal named Margaret Crane was working on an at-home test a decade earlier, but faced resistance at every goddamn turn.
Yeah, she got the idea first in 1967 while working as a product designer at Organon Pharmaceuticals, but she got shit for it. This at-home test would take cash out of doctors' pockets, and women couldn't be trusted to handle their own information.
Oh, shit.
This was a quote from the company. What if a senator's daughter, unmarried, found out she was pregnant and jumped off a bridge? The company would have to go under for that.
What?
Why in the what sort of logic?
They didn't think women could handle information.
Hmm. Mm.
That's so
Turns
crazy.
Turns out they were wrong.
Okay. No, but they got the test in the Netherlands.
My mind is so blown right now. I'm trying to.
I didn't realize it was that late for this at-home pregnancy test.
77. And she went and sold the idea in the Netherlands, and then Canada adopted it too. But the U.S. was like way late.
Okay, so like on my brain capacity priorities here, I'm trying to think, like, first of all, okay, well, like, it's a podcast. I got to say something funny and interesting. Okay.
Oh, this is not funny.
No, but like, what's more of a priority here is like, I got to wrap my brain around the idea that, wait, so the pharmaceutical industry hated women so much that they said that, no, we don't trust them to take a pregnancy test by themselves because if they get news they don't want, they could jump off a bridge?
Yeah, exactly.
Hysteria, you know, they're just hysterical.
Like, it's
they're hysterical creatures.
It's one thing that the other point they had was that it's a service you pay a doctor for. So I understand the greed of not wanting people to do stuff at home, which is just obviously bullshit. But the other part is not understandable whatsoever.
No. Also, when the technology
and
exists,
it's
so easy
body.
To pee on a stick. And yeah, it's your own information. It's your own medical information.
Also, if these doctors are really smart, they could be like, all right, yeah, develop a pregnancy test. No problem. And then she develops it, and then you go, okay, hey, let me buy this from you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then.
Yeah.
She sold the rights away for $1 at a meeting when she sold it.
Hell yeah.
And all the guys' models were, like, covered in tassels and flowers. And she was like, women don't want to pee on something with, like, bows on it. Just, like, streamline this.
Make it a fucking,
Just treat me like an adult, please.
Yeah,
I don't need children's wallpaper wrapped around this strawberry shortcake.
That being said, though, if there were a boys' equivalent, I would love to pee on something with trucks on it.
That's
or
true.
Trains or like construction
swords,
equipment.
Like army dudes,
like
wrestlers,
piss on the fire. There you go.
Marvel Comics.
You know, I will say, guys, this was a time when like doctors recommended you smoked and like eat lead paint chips and shit, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they ever recommended
that. Was on the, I think that was
77?
I think that was on the food pyramid.
Somewhere in the bottom, but.
Disco sucks. The Ramones rule. Eat paint.
The 70s.
Yes.
A pack a day keeps the weight away.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Jeez. Okay, so she eventually busted it through and she's a hero and that's just some sad history.
And they're very accurate now, the at-homes.
They are.
Yeah.
The ones that are not accurate, there's apparently tests that tell you whether it's a boy or a girl, but it's total bullshit.
Mm.
That's weird.
My mom took one. It said I was a boy.
Two.
I'm not.
No.
For all you listeners at home, I have a beaver. I also liked when Riley said, you like the guy version having like cool shit on it?
Yeah.
Because it'd be funny if a guy
could piss
could
on it.
And find out if the
if
woman
he got
he
someone
had sex with was pregnant. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we'll get
like
there with technology at some point.
Maybe if I could like.
You probably come on it, I think.
If I came on a pregnancy test, would it tell me if my sperm is good?
Viable? That's probably a test.
Like a thumbs up,
like
or
a sperm count,
down.
Like
yeah.
I have to, like
yeah.
That's the thing. I gotta. Okay, not saying this is like a bad thing, but it's true. Mm-hmm. I gotta go someplace if I want my sperm count analyzed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And therefore, I haven't done it. So if I could just jerk off onto like an iPod or something.
Well, this woman's
put
still
it on
alive.
Shuffle and just just go.
Yeah.
Maybe this woman.
Put it on shuffle.
Thin Lizzy. All right.
Margaret Crane is still alive, but she's like really old.
Oh, she's still rocking.
Wow. Yeah, so you could try to like email her and be like, can I jizz on something?
Can you give me one last invention before
she would love that.
She
really
would really
appreciate that. Hello, yeah. I'm Riley Sullener.
I appreciate what you did for women.
I play Vacation Jason on the Chris Gethard show. We got a really fun bit coming up. I was wondering if you could invent something for us.
I think she would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we salute you, Ms. Crane.
Yeah, good
thank
work,
you,
Crane.
Thank you, Ms. Crane. Dr.
Dr. Crane.
I don't know.
We'll give it to her.
All right.
Honorary.
Please. Honorary.
We're giving those out on the program.
Minaj should do that. The honorary.
Yeah, the honorary
degrees
doctor.
For people.
Sexy Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we'll start getting some photos on these walls.
Hot Tub of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Crane's in the Hot Tub of Fame. Haas, we're going to slip on over to Listener Love.
Oh, sure we are.
Ooh,
let's do it.
Listen, a mailbag.
So, Riley, people tweet at us, they email us, sometimes they grab us and just say, hey, here's a question.
But, shake us.
You know, we give advice the best we can, but sometimes we soil the sheet, so we'd appreciate your help in this.
Sure.
Haas, who do we have this week?
Our first question is from Marie in Williamsburg via our email, menagetrois.radio@gmail. Ma'am says, what's the smoothest way to ask a part-time lover if the little red bump on the base of their dick is an ingrown hair or something contagious?
Interesting.
It sounds like.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
That's the smoothest way.
Is that? Yeah.
I mean, she's just straight shooting on
that.
It's
got to
be.
Yeah.
And I imagine if it's something contagious, it sounds like you're already.
Fucked.
You might got it already.
Yeah.
Look, as a longtime relationship haver. let's see. I just be honest, right?
Yeah.
It's just like don't fuck around.
No, just be like, hey, there's a little bump. It's cool if it's like an ingrown hair or if it's just a mole or something, but if it's something else, you know, let's chat about it.
I went to 1 year of Catholic school, and the nun who taught sex ed was basically just don't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. But she was like, before you do anything, inspect your partner's genitals. Like, she's like, get a flashlight out, get down there, look in every nook and cranny, which is such a funny idea when you think about teenagers who are already, like, barely making anything happen.
Yeah.
But that's, like, burned into my brain. Oh,
Sister Teresa, she really knows how to set the mood with that flashlight.
I have a good suggestion.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So,
as a man with a few bumps.
you get them kind of warmed up a little bit. You fool around.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Then you pull out a dental dam and you go, let's do this. And then they're like, what? What is that for? And that's how you start the conversation.
Oh. You go, well, because I saw this bump, let me put two and two together here, buddy boy.
So you wait till you're in the throes of passion and then do something
crazy. The absolute
crazy.
Worst possible time to bring it up.
Because that's when you get the most honest response.
Interesting.
I would rather bring it up on a packed train than do that.
Bust it out of your backpack,
in
a dental dam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about text? There's that emoji that's just a red dot.
The red dot and a question mark.
You go, what's up with the red dot on your eggplant question mark?
Or you know how you serve people, like court notices? What if you pay someone to serve them a dental
An officer
dam?
Of the court to serve them.
Involve a third party.
Right. Yeah.
Guy comes to your door, Riley Soloner? Yes. You got a bump on your penis.
You've been served.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the best ways to deal with it.
Yep.
Cool.
I think also see if it goes away.
Yeah, time.
I mean, I'm all for just straightforward asking, but like if it is just a whatever. I guess either way it would go away though, right?
Yeah.
Syphilis remains dormant and then you go blind.
Damn.
Ooh. Well,
that's why I think you got to like it sucks to ask, but it sucks worse to
write into a podcast and have to ask us
to get a matching bump.
Better to just
if you're comfortable enough asking, us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got to ask him.
Ask your part-time lover.
I also love great use of part-time lover.
Part-time lover is amazing. Madam. Haas, who else do we have today?
Our second inquiry is from Aisha via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Shaw asks, I've been dating this pretty dope guy for about a month. He asked me to be his date for his sister's wedding, and obviously his whole family will be there. I'm always down for an open bar dance party, but it's too soon for the whole meet the fam thing, right?
I don't know if that applies.
I don't think so.
Honesty, again.
Yep.
Just straight up, say that. Say that to him. Say, listen, I think this would be a great time. I like hanging out with you. I think you're pretty dope.
Yep.
That's
your words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, Aisha, just say what you said to us, to him.
Boom.
There
Communication.
You go.
And if that doesn't work, serve him papers. You know, just have someone come over and
also,
officially tell him.
You are officially a part-time lover.
And you'll have the fish.
I think it's fine to feel how you feel, too. But I think it's weird how those like rules about when things are okay. Like, I get, like, you shouldn't go on one date and necessarily move in, but I think going to a party with somebody and
meeting
their family.
It's the loosest way to meet a family. It's actually best-case scenario, I feel, to meet a family.
That doesn't have to be, like, a scary thing.
No.
I don't know.
Meeting the family, it's like, I think it's been built up to the, like back when we were all cave people, mm-hmm. right? Let's mm-hmm. take it there.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go
the
70s
yeah. before pregnancy
yeah.
tests.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, there's pregnancy tests. Or they're locked in little boxes and the Ramones are just kicking ass. And, you know, people are, you know, they live in small circles, so their families are immediately around all the time. So it probably wasn't as big of a deal.
Yep.
Yeah. They probably were your family at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah. That's
yeah. There we go.
Have
yeah,
you met my family?
6 degrees yep. of separation. Yes.
I just feel like because people live other places now, it's like meeting the family means like reuniting
yeah.
or like a big first yeah. impression type thing.
Right.
And there's always the awkward dinner. I think Murph's right that this could be a really fun, loose way to just.
It is. I mean, they're already one of their kids. Or I don't. What, it's his sister's wedding. Yeah. So one of their kids is being married off. We'll go back to the caveman days.
Married off.
She's leaving the cave. So you know the day is about her. It's not about you. It's not about their son's 1 month girlfriend, or part time lover, or whatever it is. So I feel like you just come, and this is the best case scenario to meet them. If you had to meet them for just a dinner, or it was the four of you, or.
Yeah,
a long car
like a
ride,
job interview type.
Yes.
meeting.
Yeah, maybe yeah. We're trying to work for his parents.
Tell
yeah.
a few jokes. Don't get too drunk.
Yeah,
and it's a great way to see if you do have any cousins in common.
Truth.
And you, oh, one last, I think mm-hmm. you could just be like, hey, family, you got a pretty dope gentleman that you raised.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
Give a speech.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yes. Clink that glass.
You're like.
After the best bride groomsman.
Hear ye.
Yeah, that's the way to go, I think.
Yeah. Speech.
Helped.
Haas, we're 2 for 2. Who else do we have?
Lastly, we got a message from Jay Bird via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Jay wonders.
Jay Bird.
Jay Bird.
Munging can't be a real thing that people do, can it?
What is that again?
It's,
we're back with South Park.
Munging
yes. yep.
can't be a real thing that people do, can it?
No, I'm
mean,
saying
it could
what's
be,
munging
but...
again?
All right, let me see
it's
if
like
I can.
It's like a dead
oh,
thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it. You, this is the Urban Dictionary definition.
Oh, good.
Here 1. Go to a graveyard with 4 of your buddies. 2.
4 of your buddies? That's why already. Oh, yeah. No one does that.
2. Dig up fresh corpse. In parentheses, it says female. My God. And then have a gangbang. So it can't be a male corpse.
99% of these sex moves on Urban Dictionary are about as misogynist as you can get.
Okay. 3, afterwards, after the gangbang, one of them puts their mouth over the
orifice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fluids.
Oh, my God. Dude,
the death
guys, this
fluids.
Is really bad.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to. Riley's about to pile. Oh, no.
Number 4 is someone jumps on the stomach.
Just jizzed on my iPod.
Shooting yeah. all of the stuff inside of the body into the person's mouth and they swallow it.
Yeah. So it's basically the death fluids that have built
Who
up inside
of that?
The body.
That is so bizarre.
It's creative.
Again, a victimless crime. Yeah. I'm fine with necrophilia.
Yes. Yeah.
I always say it.
Yep.
But very
As long
weird.
As the family doesn't find out, the living. You know, it doesn't affect the dead.
Yeah, you definitely
They're
left
out
when you bury the corpse again.
They said freshly buried. They're going to have to call the family and be like, someone dug up
Well, if
Teresa.
You're
going
to mung, you yeah, should have the fucking decency to rebury the
yeah,
body.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
you
at
can't
least.
Can't rebury after that.
Yeah, I think someone's done this before. I think at least
definitely.
One time in human history.
It's happened.
Yeah.
It sounds like a frat initiation to me.
Yeah. There's something fratty about the 4 bros. And then a gangbang also. I'm like,
well,
you can't call that a gangbang when it's necrophilia.
And that there's somebody who has cheap. To like do something even grosser after. Like that to me feels like the initiation
Wait,
part.
Is it, yeah, is it the last person to finish? Is this like the come on the cookie situation?
It doesn't necessarily specify that, but sure.
I want to know where this name comes from. Mung. Now you see, there's a very delicious kind of bean called a mung bean.
Mm.
Mung bean sprouts. You get them at the health food store that Down me and my mom hole. Used to go to. By the way, my mom's definitely listening. Hi, Mom.
sorry about the munging.
Sorry. It's cool.
I've also heard this called munting.
Munt?
I've heard that floated around.
No, a guy named Mike Muntner.
That son of a bitch invented yeah. it.
I think that I've heard of mung as if you fuck a dead body, that's what comes out. I've never heard of munging as a verb. Oh, that's like, why yeah, I was confused
by take
this.
You take the mung. Yeah, mung, I think, is
tarnishing
the fluids.
The reputation of a really delicious health food.
I know. What yeah. The mung bean has got to rebrand.
What the mung?
What? Do you guys want to hear the example, the sentence they use?
I'm not sure, but okay.
Yeah. I think we could all come up with a... Okay, yeah, I do, but...
I sure did love munging the Thompson's daughter last week.
She doesn't even have a name.
No, just see, the Thompson's daughter.
Yikes. And this is also outrageous because it's just like, it assumes it's got to be, like, look, munging needs a male equivalent, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It needs to be called dunging. Dung already has negative.
Donging?
Donging?
You go find a guy with rigor mortis. You hop on it.
You pump around.
Kick him in the face.
Yeah.
And he shits.
You step on his balls, and then his, balls come out through the pee hole.
And that's the dong.
And then you you hit it with a
golf club.
You hit the hard dick with a golf club.
You get a
yeah.
six iron.
And it snaps off.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, let's be as cruel to men.
Yes, please.
As we're being to hypothetical.
And I'll be like, I had a good time donging the Thompson's boy.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And the poor Thompsons, they just keep having their children just dug up and munged and donged.
Also, their children keep dying. That's the first bad thing that's happening to them.
Yeah. I something's up with the Thompson.
They keep jumping off the bridge after they find out
they're pregnant. Oh, what a tangled web. The Thompsons have woven. Well,
so the answer is yes.
It's real.
Yeah, Mongin is
Riley's
real.
Riley's done it.
Dongin is
Mongin. Now Dongin's. Yeah,
Mongin Dong.
We're bringing Dongin to the new generation.
Helping so many people.
Those are great Feels questions. Now we have some questions for our guest, Mr. Riley Soliner. This is a little number called Six Sections.
Oh, man, I'm in the hot seat.
So these are six rapid-fire sex questions. You just have to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
All right.
Can you do it?
Well, let's find out.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right, starting now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
That moon-shaped chair.
Ooh, yeah.
What's the sexiest animal?
Oh, man. Leopard.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, let's go with Elvira.
Yes, Mistress of the Dark.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Barack Obama.
69 or 420?
What's 420 plus 69?
Oh, 489.
Cool, let's do that.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Oh, man. Help me.
Woo!
Yes, Six Sections.
Help me.
What's the moon-shaped chair?
Yo, remember the old UCB training center? They had that weird, oh, God. Think about how many people sat in that, though.
Oh,
Never mind.
Never.
It was just so, it was fun to sit in. It was like, as a friend, like I would fuck that chair.
Yeah.
Like a nice friend sex.
Yeah.
It's friendly it's like, sex.
Like, a part-time lover.
Like, you know, it feels like, you know, it's been there for you. You know it. It's been around a long time.
You passed 401 in that chair.
Yeah. Yeah, I found out I passed 401 when I was sitting. That chair knows me, man, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is now.
I like also picking a specific piece of furniture, not just a general, like, thing.
Yeah.
It's like an actual piece that you have a bond with.
You got that sense memory.
Yes.
You know?
Personalized.
I can't just go to IKEA and be like, I'd fuck that. No way, dude.
No, you'd be kicked out.
Those Scandinavian pieces.
Excuse me, could you stop saying fuck in this IKEA, please?
Yeah, stop saying you'd fuck all these
pieces. No, I'm saying I'd fuck that.
Oh, very well. Okay. Enjoy yourself. Here's a meatball.
Yeah.
A meatball and an Ektorp for you to...
Ektorp, that's what our couch is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I always use that as my go-to IKEA piece, and that
Ektorp.
Must be why.
Ektorp. It's probably because we see it on the little tag.
Yeah.
I like the math.
Yes, $489. That's great.
Yeah.
Combine the two.
Yeah. I can't choose between 69 or 420.
No.
Come on.
No, that's a tough choice.
You passed.
You
that's
did.
A hard
Thank
one.
You.
Yep.
Thank you.
The leopard is such a sleek spotted animal.
It you know, I just I thought like big cats.
Yeah.
I don't like little cats.
Mm-mm.
But I guess that's a fairly cliche. I don't think about animals sexually.
No,
very
we,
much
we
at all.
We force you to in the hot seat.
No, we understand.
I know.
But yeah, big cats are. My mind goes to big cats.
It's like
they're sexy.
Their shoulder and their head movements.
Yes.
They seem very confident.
They stalk.
Eyelashes. Yeah. Fast.
Yeah.
Strut.
Strutting that ass.
Yeah. They won't be strutting that ass. Was that a real song lyric from a song?
No.
No.
I was trying to think of like...
I thought
Ramones were going to bust out.
I know. No. I should have said something. Like, okay, wait. Now, what do you mean? Do you want the world to fall in love with me?
Yes. If you had just had the one song lyric.
Not the world. Just him. What just song
America.
Lyric would you steal, sing oh, to steal
America?
America's heart?
I mean, if
steal
you want to go international, heart? Go for it.
You can.
Steal America's
we'll
heart.
We'll
damn, like, do I even want to steal it? Like, that's the thing. Is yep. like, I'm getting into all this
yeah.
bullshit over, like, well, do I even want to be, like, a fucking nationally...
you want me to dance for yeah, you? Yeah. Is that what you want?
Dance
steal America's
dance.
Heart. I want to steal the America that is, like, fuck you, America. Like, steal that America's
yes.
heart.
Yes. The no. counterculture.
Love
yeah.
it.
The counterculture that doesn't know what it's talking about. Fuck you. Just, like, simple... Nothing like surface level
yeah.
antagonism.
Something yep. you can just get behind blindly.
Yeah. So in that case, song lyric might be like, can't I just sing like a Vacation Jason? I'm just going to write a Vacation yeah. Jason song about America.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
yeah, there we go.
We feel good about Help Me.
Oh, yeah. Help Me was the,
Help
was
me.
The initial answer.
I think that's the lyric that most accurately depicts what I'm really singing when I sing.
I respect your thoughtful
Help
answers.
Help me.
Help me.
Yeah.
Help me.
I'm being forced to sing.
Also, Elvira has definitely done some donging.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Elvira's all about that donging.
Mong and dong.
Mong and dong city.
That's what her pinball machine is called.
Yes.
Elvira's Mong and dong, yeah.
She's still got it.
She's cool, man.
She's cool.
I don't know. Is she my top crush ever? She's probably the most recent celebrity I followed on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I like yep. I like seeing fan art of Elvira.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I like, you know.
I mean, she is fan art. I just feel like just in the flesh, she's fan art.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's this, like, okay, yeah, there's like a physical attraction there. There's also just like the crush of like, in the same way that I have like a talent and career crush on like Pee Wee Herman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For like being this character.
Yep. Yeah. Commitment to character,
like
the nostalgia.
Yeah. And there's like Elvira everything. She did movies, she did TV shows, she has a pinball
she was
machine.
Killing she's, it in the 80s.
She got like a like there's
she's
Google image search like a Elvira beer. She does it all.
Ooh.
She's
Elvira
we'll
have
like,
to sample some Elvira
we try
beer.
That.
I don't know if it's still around.
I might get some old six packs on Amazon.
Old dusty bottle.
Ooh, make it wet.
Oh.
Yeah, Elvira's cool.
Yeah, she is.
Speaking of Elvira, do you guys want to get it wet?
Oh, I sure do.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. So what we're going to do here is we're going to have a contest between the three of us, and Haas is going to judge us.
So what we do here is gather excerpts from various mediums, not written to be sexy at all.
And then we make them downright sultry by reading them as erotically as we can.
Okay.
Haas, what's our source material today?
Yeah, I think you guys might remember this instruction booklet for the board game Clue.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right.
Clue.
Murph.
Clue. Yes.
You are going to be our first one to go. You've got the instructions, man. Now make them dance, boy.
Welcome to Tudor Mansion. Your host, Mr. John Boddy, has met an untimely end. He's the victim of foul play.
Mm.
To win this game, you must determine the answer to these three questions. Who done it? Where? And with what weapon? Was it Colonel Mustard in the billiard room with the lead pipe?
That was wonderful.
Damn.
Pipe.
All right.
Laying that lead pipe.
Hell yeah. All right. So we're going to go with Diana next.
All right.
You got your instructions?
Got them.
Make them moist, gal pal.
Will do. Select your suspect character pawn and put it on the start space. If fewer than six are playing, be sure to place the remaining character pawns onto the appropriate name. They might, after all, be involved in the crime, so they must be on the premises. Perhaps it was Mrs. P. Cock in the lounge with the candle, Dick.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
Peacock.
I took some creative license
the
there.
Cock. Well, sure. I don't know if that was on the Parker Brothers version.
No, I said sex instead of sticks.
All right. I got it. Before I go, let's admit you guys are professional, nationally known voice
actors.
Murphy.
You guys are You guys talk sexy every week.
It's true.
You guys have got all this practice.
Totally.
Me, I'm sitting here trying to make my voice sound like a damn adult. All right.
You're gonna do great.
Living in 2016, I sound like
a little
Archie.
Rascal.
Yeah, I sound like Potsy.
Hey, you know what though? Some people are into that.
Okay.
You could lean into that.
Oh man. Oh no.
Just
the fetish.
Do you.
The nostalgia fetish.
The Archie.
Is there like a boy's version of like pinups?
Yeah.
Where it's just I act like it's the 50s and
yep,
I just wear like
just aw shucks in it all yeah. over town.
You keep combing your hair.
Leaving it to Beaver.
I carry my books in like a with like a belt.
With the
yeah.
belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yes. I'm sure there's someone out there that's
I just
into
whistle
that.
And I the stick and hoop game.
All right down,
whistle.
Right down the street with the.
What'd you do today? Whistle? You have a paper route?
Yep. I have a paper route. I got a fucking baseball shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Soda shop is your favorite place?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is anyone getting horny?
Yo, you bet.
Yo-yos.
Thinking about me painting a white picket fence for 5 cents?
Bringing an apple in for Mrs. Shields?
Going down to the pond with your sailboat?
Yeah. Then my penis pops out.
Oh!
Oh, no! Oh, shucks.
Because you're wearing tiny swim shorts.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And you got a long old dong.
And then a dog takes down my bathing suit.
Yeah. And then you get drafted and you go to war and you come home all fucked
I'm
up.
All like, yeah.
Yep. Well, this is the oldest son.
Okay, now I feel warmed up.
All right. Now we've
now
set
I'm
the
wet. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Well, okay, hold on. Let me do the whole spiel to get you into it,
all
Riley.
Right, thank
all right?
you, Ben.
No, of course, of course. All right, so Riley, you're the last one up. Now go ahead and solve that dick, son.
Shuffle together the three piles of remaining cards, then deal them face down, clockwise, around the table. Secretly look at your own cards. Take a detective's notebook sheet, fold it in half, and check off the cards that are in your hand, if you wish. I accuse Professor Plum of committing the crime in the conservatory with the rope. You see now?
Yeah.
Woo.
Damn.
Damn.
I can't.
Damn.
Maybe you see now. Maybe this is oversharing, but like, I don't have to be sexy. That's another thing. That's like the other, like being in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
We found my girlfriend and I found our own secret sexy language of our own body language and our own comfort
up.
With each other.
Yep.
And I'm a fairly goofy dude.
Yes.
Like, one of my favorite things, we just talked about no one will ever know this, but I'll say it. One of my favorite things to do ever is just put my nose in my girlfriend's ear.
Yeah.
It's not sexy at all. And I just go.
It's a canoodle of sorts.
It's great. It's so great.
It is a canoodle.
It's so fun. But it's not like.
No, it's not. It's not sultry.
Like, I'm no hair-chested.
Bare-chested.
Hair-chested, bare-chested. You know, Groover.
Yeah.
I'm not.
We're going back to the 50s.
It's just like, yeah. I'm not like a. I guess I'm horny, but I'm not like a toad.
Yeah.
Not to say the toad.
No, I get that.
You
no,
call
I'm,
my husband
I'm
a toad?
I'm a. You call me a toad.
I was going to say, we do a thing where we smash our eye against each other's eye.
That's
yeah,
so
we go
cool.
like real close eye to eye. So it looks like that little whale eye.
You see, you can't do that with someone you're just trying to fuck.
No, that's not a move you can put on someone at a party.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We'll show you how to do it later.
We'll show you. We'll
bring that home with you.
Menage a trois.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Haas, do we have a winner?
Well, it was actually Miss Scarlet in the library with the knife.
Fucking Scarlet.
Also, Riley wins.
Oh, yeah. See, be honest.
Be yourself.
Be true to
yourself.
I'm over here putting on a show, trying to get that hairy-chested bullfrog thing going.
Yeah, well, you got all those hair plugs in your chest.
Got
it's fake.
My chest. I got that Travolta hair on my chest.
Very convincing.
It's true. They did a good job.
They just ironed on like a mop of hair.
Oh, man. Well, we made it wet, did we not?
We sure did.
My back is wet.
I just slipped out of my damn chair.
Ooh, the slip and slide's going on.
Snail trail.
Let's slip that snail's trail on over to Virtual Sugar.
What is this?
Riley,
yes,
we know that you are with Elena, and we're very pumped about it. But just for a moment, if you could pretend that you're single.
Oh, boy.
We want to see you in action.
So we'd like to take you on an improvised date.
Okay. We want to take that little 50s boy next door. We want to take him on a date.
Okay.
So you have to pick a name out of this cup.
It's either Ben, Murph, or me.
Okay, I'm picking.
Date.
Looks like I'm going on a date with Diana.
Yes!
Ooh, dirty Diana!
No!
All right. So you two will go on a date.
Whew, I'm ready.
Me and Haas may jump in if need be.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah,
date begins now. Hey, thanks for bringing me to your sister's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming. I didn't think you'd say yeah. It was pretty quick. I feel good about it. I'm glad you're here. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, your family's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, they're cool. They're a little out there. That's another thing. I didn't know if you'd be cool with my family. They're just like, kind of hippy dippy and kind of, it's like a whole outdoor thing.
Yeah, your mom braided my hair.
Isn't that nice?
It was.
It looks good.
It was nice.
Yeah. Do you want a juice or do you want water? Or?
Do you guys have any alcohol?
Yeah. Yeah. There's wine. There's beer. There's...
I'll have a red wine.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Hey,
Riles. What's going on?
Oh, what's up, Stacey?
Hey, good to see you.
What's up, dude?
Not much.
Playing that banjo.
Yo, just tickling these strings, Riles.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Diana.
Oh, hey. I'm Uncle Stacy. You can call me Stace.
What's up?
Nice to meet you, man.
Let me tell you about this guy. He sells hats with propellers on them.
Yo, oh, cool. Who doesn't love a good just propeller hat?
Wow.
One of these days, I'm going to put one on Riles' head. He's going to fly right away.
Oh, boy. This is my date. This is Diana.
Diana.
Hey, this is our second date.
Wonderful.
You're meeting everyone.
You're at the wedding. Well, that's a great opportunity to meet everyone.
Yeah.
We love our Riles.
Yeah.
Riles, is that a thing?
Yeah, they call me Riles. I got a bunch of, my dad calls me Riley Coyote.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a good one.
He's kind of a...
He needs a little roadrunner, though, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone to outsmart him.
Yeah. So, do you want to... I'm gonna smoke a joint or something?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just feeling a little
nervous. I don't roll. I have a dorky little vaporizer. I forgot it, too. I don't know.
I got a little roach here.
Oh, okay.
I got a roach.
Oh, cool, man.
It's right here in the old bell clip.
Cool.
That's my way of...
Here, this one's been around.
Always
works. Oh, sweet. Oh, my God, that's really strong.
Yeah, there's a little chestnut oil in there.
They grow, yeah.
Do you guys grow your own stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Stacy, you're in a band? You grow your own weed?
Yo, don't forget about the propeller hats. Here's my Etsy shop.
I couldn't if I wanted to.
There's a link to my Etsy shop.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Business card.
Yeah.
Very cool. Shaped like a propeller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I work in sales.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Diana does sales for Roast Kitchen.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
They've been blowing up in New York. They're everywhere now.
Oh, geez. Hey, guys, I just rushed over. Hey.
What's up?
Brett, what's going on?
What's up, Brett?
Man, dude, guys, there's a fresh grave. What do you say? Mungin' tonight or what?
Wait a minute.
Brett, no.
There's a fresh...
Fresh grave? Where?
Who is it?
Who died?
I'm not sure. I think her name was...
What did it say on the stone?
Oh, yeah, what's it say on the gravestone, dude?
I think it just said, Stacy.
Stacy?
That's your name.
Wait, what?
Stacy? My wife, Stacy?
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah.
You married
I ran off. I had a shotgun wedding with a lovely woman named Stacy. But wait, that can't be her.
You would know if she died, right?
Oh,
yes.
No.
Wait, what is... This is a thing you guys do? You talk about people who died and run over to the grave? What's the deal?
Weddings and funerals, it's all part of the life cycle.
It's all beginnings and ends, man.
I just wanted to... All right.
Oh, no.
Dang, Brett, you just dropped a bomb on us, brother.
Brett. You're embarrassing me in front of my date.
Yes, this is
sorry.
Wrong.
I was excited.
Actually, my mom died last year. We buried her, and
What was her name?
Her name was Stacia. But a really awful thing happened. A couple of guys dug her up the night after she was buried, and they
munged her.
I don't know what it's called. They basically ran a train on her, it was pretty upsetting for
the
whole family.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I'm like so stoned, but graves came up and
You're bogarting that roach.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, fuck. It's gone, dude.
Oh, man. Could this date get any better?
I mean, if it's not my wife on the fresh grave, then I'm feeling good. I better go check.
Let's balance out this cruelty to women a little bit. Let's talk, like, hey, Brett, get over here.
Brett, yeah, we're going to dong your ass.
Yeah, let's dong you.
What?
Here, eat this Viagra.
All right.
Here you go.
All right, now lay down. And I'm going to kick your dick off.
I'm going to take this.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah. His dick just flew off. Just right, what is right happening?
Through, right flying around the, like a propeller.
Right through the verticals. That's a field goal.
It's good.
I'm a football star, baby.
You always had a great leg, Riles.
Thanks.
Well, I think someone's giving a speech, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, the wedding's happening.
Yeah.
I want to make a speech. All right, hey, everybody, I object. All right, yeah, cling, cling, cling. Guys, look, we all had a lot of fun today.
Except for Brett, he's bleeding pretty bad.
Brett's dick got chopped off. My girl smoked all the weed. Stacy's giving out cards. Grave's been dug up.
Oh, my God, there's a penis in the wedding cake.
Oh, no. It knocked over the little figurines.
No, I now pronounce you man and cock.
Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, wow, your cousin
powerful
married a penis.
See, this is why I don't date. This is why I stick with my special lady.
Typical date for you? That was a typical date.
I'll tell you what. I was going to tell, even my online dating experience, they were just boring. I'm just a boring dater.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't date anymore.
I know.
Dating sucks.
It does.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Job interviews, but for love.
Over and over again. Job interviews for love.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not very good at job interviews either.
Don't get me started on job interviews.
Don't get me started.
Well, I feel sad. And it's not just because Haz's dick ripped off.
No. It's also because we got to say goodbye to Riley.
Oh,
it's
man. True.
But thank you so much for joining us. That was so much fun.
Thank you.
Our listeners do not have to say goodbye to Mr. Soliner. Just head on over to Twitter and follow him at VacationJason.
And please check out seasons 1 and 2 of TCGS on Fusion.
Hoping
and possibly
for
a season with a Vacation Jason running the show. Because at this point, Gether's just floating in the ether.
Hey, you know, vacation's gonna vacation.
It's just gonna vacation. Wow. That season finale of 2 was one of the most fun. I mean, you were in your element in that wrestling ring.
It was like a dream come true. Here's a quick story. Mm-hmm. I have a vision board now.
Yes.
And I like to print out pictures of inspiring performers and, you know, regular vision board shit. Printed out a picture of X-Pac the day before Chris Gethard texted me and told me that X-Pac was on board.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yes.
The finale.
It's real. Vision is real.
Yeah. So I got to meet X-Pac.
That's amazing.
One of the only special guests to ever come to the bar after the show.
Amazing.
Talk to X-Pac about wrestling and live performing. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's been around.
Hey, if anybody out there has the chance to have sex with X-Pac,
do it.
Yeah, you know what? Do what X-Pac says and suck it.
Yo.
But only, you know, consensually.
Yeah. Not the deceased.
Make sure it's consensual for him and you.
And you. All parties consenting.
Yeah, don't be mean or cruel or abusive.
Spread that love.
Yeah, spread the love.
You kidding me? You would kill on a job interview for love. You're a lovely man.
You're right.
Lovely man.
You know,
you have kind eyes.
Suck it consensually.
It takes a special lady, and luckily, I found her.
Yeah.
She's great. If you ever, check out Elena's Instagram.
Yes.
It's dope.
All right, yeah.
Elena on Instagram.
She's a great photographer.
Guys, Riley also has a Facebook fan page. Go and like that for updates on his whereabouts, projects, and his hilarious shenanigans. Thank you, Riley.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Big fan of the show. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, and also, you made some amazing buttons for us is another thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot to talk about. If you need buttons made for some cool shit.
Yeah, I need to buy more supplies, but
they're fucking awesome. We've been spreading them all over town.
People love them.
Consensually, pinning them to people, you know?
Yeah, it's all that you find a little dot in the shape of a button.
Yep.
It might be from one of you guys.
You know.
I think it is.
Go ahead.
We legally have to thank our producer, Rod Hitty. That's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Mama, UCB. Baby.
Suckle.
Don't think.
Don't you dare.
Just dong it. Please tweet at us at Menage Radio. Reach out and touch us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com. And check us out online at menageatoisradio.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.